ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੈਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਸੁਭਦਰਾ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਸੀਤਾ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਸੀਤਾ ਰਾਮ ਲਕਸ਼ਮਣ ਹਨੂੰਮਾਨ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਗੌਰਜਾਈ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ
ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ
Supreme Lord Radha Shyam Sundar Ji, you are elders and we are all brahmanas. You are now married, that's very nice. Please, this union is for the whole of lifetime. There is no other opinion for this. Vedic culture always insists that before marriage we may think thousands of times, but once you are there, you are locked up for a lifetime. The secret of this is that wherever you go, the same thing is there. So there is nothing new in this. With one partner, what is there is the second partner, so it is there. So please avoid these changes, you know. One thing we should remember, that you are young at the moment, the time is working on all the bodies, so you'll be getting old. As we get older and older and older, the bodies or bodily enjoyments, they don't have any place. The more we glide down to the waning years, the more we should stop this nonsense and come to the final point wherein both of you should engage in a serious devotional service. One thing we should avoid, and it's a practical thing, that never have one bed. There is no word in Sanskrit for double bed. Beds must be separate. Please, control your things. You are very young. If you have any problems, there are quite nice grihasthas. Your parents are there. They are all together for the whole of lifetime. So they know the secret of permanency. Please, 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 try to remember these things. And as we discussed yesterday, that this marriage is one of the sanctified sanskars known as. It has got to take place. Till you find the correct partner, please control yourselves. And the age is Kali Yuga. You may not be able to find out. It doesn't matter. Please, if Krishna wishes, we don't want to marry. If suitable person is there, we marry. Day by day, it is very difficult in India also now to find out the suitable grooms. So we are in search, that is how. But if we find it suitable, then definitely we go ahead. Otherwise, it's better to remain without the problems than to incur the problems unnecessarily. Therefore, in this age, there must be the centers who accommodate the unmarried girls. Girls should never be left till they are married. There is injunction, Vedic injunction. The parents should never send them apart if they are not married. Or, as it is in America, you may have to go for education or this or that. They should be completely under control of the Vedic parents. The parents always love their children. Nobody can replace the parents in this world. Till your parents are alive, please serve them to the best of your ability and forget their defects. We are not here to point out the defects of the elders. If you serve them intensely, then they will shower the blessings, and by their blessings, your union will continue very nicely. You will prosper. If you disrespect the parents, if you disrespect the brahmanas, devotees, if you disrespect the Lord Himself, there is no chance that you will be happy. Happiness fully depends upon the respects of all these. Elders must be respected and taken shelter from. In the absence of elders, or in some cities we don't have our mother and father with us, then take the shelter of the learned person, or try to find out the devotees. If there are no devotees, you please start the program in your house. In the beginning, the people may not come. You too read Prabhupada's book, have the connection with the scriptures, have humble worship in your house, and that is the best association. Don't be without puja. Always we must worship. Maybe we are engaged in our daily duties, so we may not find time. But some time has got to be reserved out of the day, 24 hours, so that we can read something, we can try to discuss something, and we can try to follow in our lifetime. This is the best way to ward off the miserable conditions. Those who are always connected to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, through these activities, they never know the miseries. Those people who concoct the things, they have to face the miseries. For us, We are already in the final destination. We are young or old. You have come back to the Lord. That is final destination. Sri Krishna Pada Moolam Namunchari. Those who are completely purified, they never leave the lotus feet of Krishna. And the result is Sarva Klesha Parimuktaha. As soon as you come to the Supreme Absolute Truth, surrender Him. Only the sincere surrender is required. Sarva Klesha Parimukta. Sarva means all. Klesha means mental anguish. Parimukta, you are liberated from. You will never have any mental anguish. Mental anguish will definitely be there if you break the laws of Krishna. So please remember these things. Four regulated principles should be practically followed. And with that, please do your day-to-day duty. We all wish you the prosperous life. And we hope that you will be able to preach more and more Krishna consciousness to the suffering mass. As you are settled, please use this settled life slowly to propagate Krishna consciousness and try to remove the sufferings of the innumerable souls. This is our path. It's not a Kaivalya Patha. It is approved by the authorities. Kaivalya Patha Asad Astu Bhakti Yoga. This is Bhakti Yoga. As soon as you follow this formula, then Harikatha will be relished day by day. Avoid unnecessarily artificial standards of living. Stop overeating. Stop overindulgence in sense gratification. And completely stop overdependence on the other's mercy. Try to work hard for your bread and be satisfied what Krishna gives you. This overeating, over sense gratification and over dependence on another mercy and increasing unnecessarily our artificial standards of living will put you in a miserable condition. Please try to pray Krishna. Every day is a new day. This is mercy. Sleeping is in our hand. To take rest is our choice. We may take rest at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever. I can decide when I am going to take rest. But to get up is not in our hand. Please remember this. Even our soul sleeps. All our senses sleep. The whole body is completely like a dead person. Only the super soul is awake. And when super soul wants you to wake up, he helps you to wake up. And then we open the eyes. If he decides that this night is going to be the last night, super soul will keep quiet. And you never get up. There's the ideal death. There is no suffering. You sleep, and don't get up. Pray, please. If everybody has to die. So we must have this type of death. No suffering, nothing. Please. But the point is that unless the localized Paramatma, unless the localized phase of the Supreme Absolute Truth helps you to wake up, we will never wake up. So every day, every breath is His decision. If it is His decision, why are we roaming about in different mental concocted things? I don't understand. Is it very difficult to understand this? At every step, we are at His mercy. Don't know really after 2 minutes what is going to happen. We just close our eyes and glide down, that's it. Heart fail, something happens. Please. Remember this. And then if you remember this instant, passing away and living at the mercy of Krishna, then your life will be on proper lines. As soon as you forget this fact, then you glide down into the sense gratification. And then unnecessary engagements, unnecessary activities, unnecessary drinks, unnecessary eatings, unnecessary parties, unnecessary this and unnecessary that. Why can't you remember this, that instant death is waiting for us anytime? Chronic diseases are rampant. As soon as they break the laws of Krishna, they are very stringent. And he doesn't speak with you. Here there is a police department. If you commit any crime, the police may come and arrest you, or whatever. But Krishna doesn't have the police department. He has the illegal energy department. If you don't believe him, he throws you to the illusion. And you accept the things which are not there. Please stop this nonsense for good. You are lucky to be associated with the devotees. Increase. And please continue your services to the best of your ability in Gopals. And increase. We should have a very nice education system here, so that our boys, our young girls, will be taking nice education, and they will never be victimized by the rascals around. This rascaldom should be driven out of the society. Please remember, young persons, don't touch our daughters unless we know about it. We will sanction whether to touch our daughters or not. We are alive here very much. Our brahmanas are alive. Don't play around with the daughters. If you want to go with them, try to, through the elders they should go. And if the elders allow, they will inspect you. If they feel suitable, they will allow you. Otherwise, leave the daughters alone. And these daughters, till they find out suitable groom, they should engage in devotional service. Doesn't matter what age it is. You may be 25 years, you may be 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, whatever. Please, please. This type of society we have to create. Otherwise, this is a society of cats and dogs. We don't want to be cats and dogs. And don't destroy the sanctity of the institution of marriage. This is a highly sanctifying thing in marriage. Now two souls are functioning with one mind. And this is how we continue. They don't have separate minds. Two souls are functioning with one mind. And that's why the unions continue. Otherwise, every day, during the day, 1,000 times you feel like divorce. But there are two minds. Please, please, please. Save yourself from these things. And come to the Brahminical culture. Brahmanya means the Supreme Absolute Truth. And Brahman culture means the culture which is chalked out by the Supreme Absolute Truth. It is not a caste. It is a culture coming from the source. Nobody can deny this. And everybody is satisfied if the union continues. So these things are in front of you. And please, please, try to follow these things and you will be very happy. There may be some disagreement that is bound to be there. Some may be sometime. But as I told you, if the mind is one, with whom it will disagree? There is only one mind. In order to disagree, you require two minds. Follow me? There must be two minds to argue. You are arguing, I argue. You are, There must be two minds. But if there is one mind, with whom you are going to fight, please function as a one mind. Give and take, you know. That is how we function with one mind. And please, that is the key to success. And whenever anything happens, Don't get upset or angry at all. Anger should be completely avoided. Complete. You put snow on your heads and fan it with the cold air. You follow me? Put snow. There is no snow at the moment. In winter you may get it. So put it, cover it and fan it again. Please. This mind is our enemy without snow. I mean to say cool mind, cool, composed and calm. Remember these C's, three C's. Cool, completely composed and calm. Never troubled by any other thing. Please, please. These are the keys to say. It's very easy for me to say, but to put into practice is very difficult. We have to face so many problems. Kali Yuga is raging ahead. But Kali Yuga can't trouble you if you follow these things. No quarrel anytime. Then you are not in Kali Yuga, you are in Satya Yuga, best Yuga. You don't quarrel anyway. If you quarrel, you are in Kali Yuga. Don't be lazy, then you are not in Kali Yuga. Get up early in the morning, as early as possible. It depends upon your work, how manual work you have, or physical work you have, or mental work you have. But get up early, fix your time, and before sunrise you must be up. Then there is no Kali Yuga. If the house in which the people sleep after sunrise is a destructed house, it's already gone. It will be definitely destroyed. Because early morning you don't get up, you don't remember the Lord, so destruction is in your lap. If you follow these things, that never quarrel, never be lazy, always active, very clean, there is no Kali Yuga. Nobody can misguide you, because you have decided that in any case we'll get up early and get in touch with the Supreme Lord through any process. But get this, then you are not in Kali Yuga. You will never be misguided. You will not be unlucky. And on top of all these things, you will never be disturbed. But if you are given to quarrels and laziness, always you will be disturbed. And in disturbance, you will not be able to perform your work. Your life will be short. That is the result of the disturbance. As it is, there are different forces which force you to be disturbed. These tax patterns and indirect taxes and direct taxes. This is all disturbance. But we have to stay with it. We are in the country. We have to follow the laws of the country. We cannot reject those. But in between the frame, we never get upset, no anger, no quarrels in nature, and no laziness. This should be the key words. And as soon as you follow, you'll be very happy. Today in the witness of fire, in the witness of Lord, and in the witness of all us, elders and younger, you are coming together. So please, there is no way that you can leave now. And this is a different thing. And as soon as you decide to these things, then you can work out your own plans and where to stay and how to stay, and money should come, and everything comes after that. But please try to be serious about these things. Otherwise, the miserable conditions awaits you. Then again, one thing we should remember, that this is the... We have four spiritual divisions of our life. Kali Yuga, we are supposed to stay for 100 years. May not stay really because of our sinful activities. We may not continue. But suppose we stay, you know, then the life is divided into four parts. So first 20 up to 25 years, we are students. Student age, we learn. And that is very obvious. At the moment, in this age, instead of learning about the Supreme Absolute Lord, we have to learn the different skills so that we can fit into the material world. Then, as soon as that is bit over, then you can enter into Grahastha Ashram. And please remember, all these four parts, Brahmacharya Ashram, Grahastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, and Sannyas Ashram, all are ashrams. And by now you should know that ashram is the place in which the sense gratification is absent. And late, nobody gets up late. Ashram is 4 o'clock. So it doesn't matter whether you're a student, you're a married couple, or you're a retired couple, or renounced order. Doesn't matter which order you are in. But all are the ashrams. So get up at 4 o'clock. Children should never sleep after 4 o'clock. They should tend to get... These boys are products of early morning things. How nice they sing, how nice they perform. They're young. Here in American boys, 15 years, 16 years, boy doesn't talk. Hey man, talk. Like a dog. Then what is happening in America? America is the best first world. It's a first world. Man, hell with the first world. This, which completely converts the boys into animals. Please, take them to India and they will get up and then what? Every day is golden. We never tell you, oh, how nice golden day. No. We are not habituated to that. Every day is golden. We are surprised there is a cloud. Please. Anyway, in this country also, if you follow this culture, then everything becomes very sublime. Ashram is there. Sleeping, please avoid after sunrise. No way, no Sundays, no Saturdays. Otherwise Sunday we'll get up in the afternoon. Yeah? Monday then rub eyes and go there. No rubbing eyes. Take snan. So much water is there. Luckily. So please take shower, get ready. You may put on tilak if it is helpful to you. Otherwise don't worry. You can put the tilak with water also. Water tilak always you should put. It doesn't matter. Nobody will see and you will have tilak. So always do that. Because all the Vedic habits, they have the health reason. Whole night the blood circulation goes on. And particularly the mind is thinking always. It's a master thing. It controls the whole body. So how much activity should be going on here? This computer works for some time and there is a fan going on inside to cool. Our tilak is a fan. During daytime, you should have 15 times fan. If not with this earth, you can have only water. And please put on. And whenever you can, use this. Don't avoid these tilaks. It will cool your mind. And on Sundays, if you can, you should have sandalwood paste. And please apply on your forehead. It's a cooling effect. You will never have trouble in the mind. These are the few tips. And please, you will gather more tips as you go on along the life. My mind is always... It is hot. It's a controlling sense. And controlling thing always gets warm. So it is also material, so it is getting warm. And as soon as it is warm, there must be cooling effect. And there are two ways to cool the mind. Is to get in touch with Lord through the scriptures or chanting or whatever, and the other one is water. And that's why we may freshen up ourselves, you know. We wash our face. And it has a cooling effect. And that's why we feel fresh. Please, these habits must be followed. And as soon as you are ready, then any ashram will not trouble you. Even grihastha ashram will also become very sublime. Then the third thing is that in grihastha ashram, there are two ways we behave. One is a grihastha way. Grihastha means those who are situated in their houses. Stha, sthana. It is their permanent residence. But they stay there, and Vedic habit is that at the time of 12 o'clock, we have lunch. And very nice to tell you, once we wanted to avoid the highways in Europe for the toll, you know, too much toll was there, toll tax. You go a few miles, and there will be toll, you know. So we wanted to avoid that. So we had to go through the villages. And any village we passed, we were surprised to see that from 12 o'clock or 4 o'clock, all the shops were closed. That is the best method. Everybody must take lunch at 12 noon. That time is the peak time for our hunger. Our hunger travels with the sun. And here, we have developed a culture. At the time of hungry time, we have some sandwiches to chew. And when we are in the evening, when our hunger is gone completely, we may have full thali. Please avoid this, if you can. Otherwise, adjust something. Take nice tiffin with you. But be full at the 12 o'clock. Evening you can forego. This is the way the healthy condition should be. In England also, there is one person, he has a chemist shop. He closes shop at 12 o'clock, opens at 3 o'clock, and he loses some business, but it doesn't matter. So I eat, take a bit of rest, and then go back again. So this is the Vedic way. Noon time, you must eat something. If you are engaged in work, then at work also you should have a bit nice prasadam. Please avoid cooked prasadam buying outside. The regular thing is, in the Ayurvedic Shastra, medical, that when we cook the food, within 3 hours, we should consume. That is the rule. And if you buy the food, we don't know really when it is cooked and when it was refrigerated. We are coming to America, and there was some gentleman sitting by the side. So he received a call from his grandsons on phone. So he said, grandson is calling. And a very interesting discussion was there. The grandson, he asked, that, have you taken your prasadam? Have you taken your food? So he said, yes. My mom has cooked on a Sunday, and the whole thing is refrigerated. And we take out from refrigerator and eat. Solid, silly thing. Yeah, you can only cook on Sunday and put the whole khichdi pot in it or chapati or whatever. And then for the whole week you take out. It's not a food at all. Please have some warm food every day. Cook yourself if she is busy. And if you are busy, she will cook. So please cook simple food. And make it a point that you offer it immediately and consume it. Within 1 hour, everything should be finished. Don't cook for 2 days or 3 days. It's a nonsense. Except a few fried things or this thing, we may keep. But otherwise, the food must be very fresh. And that is the clue for your health. And with this, if you pass the grihastha life, then you'll try to welcome the devotees, try to welcome the friends. Vedic way is when they take prasadam at 12 o'clock, they go out and they shout, is there anybody hungry? Come please, we are taking prasadam. And in India, at least 10 people will walk in. Well, everybody wants prasadam. So they feed. There is, even now there is in villages the custom. At the 12 noon they will go out. And this is grihastha. Grihastha is not envious of others, is not quarrelsome with anybody, doesn't think that the house only belongs to him. This Purnindu, his house is like a public house, yeah. Railway station. Yeah. Somebody comes, somebody goes, eats in the kitchen, cooks in the kitchen, and Mata may be putting all the grocery there. By the time she comes in the evening, the whole grocery is finished. She doesn't know what is happening. It's limit of their tolerance. And both of them are the same feather. Like-minded people come together. This is grihastha. He says that I have such a big house. Suppose I don't allow these people to come in. They're like a ghost, will be moving from one room to the other. So please try to be generous. That is grihastha way. Otherwise we become grihamedi. And we are enemies of each other. We don't have anybody to step in. We don't go anywhere. Then you just kill yourself. Be wide-hearted and do whatever you can to further this culture so that everybody will be satisfied. Your elders will be very happy to see you very happy. We will be dancing really if you come here and don't quarrel. Otherwise, while coming here you quarrel, here you keep quiet, again going you quarrel. So quarrel is more than harikatha. Don't do it. Please. These are the few things. We wish you all good and very prosperous future. And let your elders admire your nice life. Please make them comfortable and you will be successful. Don't leave the association of the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai, Prabhupada ki.
Jai, Jai. 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 Jai.